Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Standing up for the sanctity of human life, standing for those who cannot defend themselves. That's what we encourage all of our listeners to do. But on today's program of Faith and Freedom, we have a young woman who is actually running across America to encourage people to stand for the unborn. Her name is Anna Hodesky. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. And on the line is Anna Hodesky. And Anna, you are in what state right now?
We just made it to Utah on our run.
And you just graduated from Pensacola Christian College in May of 2016. You are a young woman who decided to, upon graduation, do something different. Tell us about what you're doing and why you are called to do what you're doing.
Well, I'm running across the U.S. coast to coast for about 3,000 miles. And the reason is because God called me to stand up for the pro-life movement. And I didn't really know how to do it or what to do, but God really laid it on my heart in my sophomore year of college to do this trek across the U.S., and he's made it possible in so many ways to be able to stand up and tell people about the importance of life in the womb.
You know, Anna, I mean, most people, when they graduate from college, they're thinking about getting a job or going to graduate school. How are you funding this trip, and are you going by yourself?
Well, funding actually has been quite a bit of a faith journey, but initially we had no money and no vehicle, but we just knew that God had so called us to go, and God provided that day through friends and family $2,000 in a vehicle, and we were able to leave. And then through churches, God continues to support us and supply all of our needs.
And is there anyone else traveling with you?
Yeah, we have a four-person team. Two are actually with us, and one is back in Kansas City. I have a brother who's basically my trainer and keeps me safe by running or biking with me. And then we have Megan, who's our project manager. She organizes all of the details where we're staying, speaking engagements, everything like that. And then we have another team member, Becca in Kansas City, who does our website and web content for us, Sarah Marie.
And what is your website?
ProjectIf.life.
ProjectIf.life. Okay, very good. So you're a sophomore in college at Pensacola Christian College, which is in the panhandle of Florida. And at that time, you felt that God was calling you to do something for the sanctity of human life. So you completed the rest of the 2 years there at PCC, graduated. And how did you come up with this idea?
I was training for a half marathon, and I just had been pro-life my whole life, but I didn't know how to make my pro-life view actually a lifestyle. And I didn't want to just tell people that I was pro-life and tell people that life mattered, but not actually do anything about it. So when I was training, I used that time to pray and just ask God just different things in life. What would you have me do with my life? How can I defend these children? And he just told me, clear as day, run across the U.S. for pro-life. And I knew from that moment on that was my calling after college.
So you're physically putting feet to your words, right? Yeah.
So you run, 15 to 17 miles a day, 5 days a week, every single week?
And that's the goal. Sometimes we'll fall a little short if we have extra speaking engagements or different things like that, or route planning decisions, but pretty much 5 days a week is our goal.
So, and your project manager that's traveling with you will look ahead in terms of where you're running to next, and you'll run the road, the route, whatever route it is to get there, and perhaps there at that location that evening, you'll find a church that you have pre-scheduled to speak at or some venue, and you'll speak to this group or this church about the sanctity of human life.
Yeah, or schools or youth groups or Bible studies, anywhere they'll open their doors, we try to get the message to them and not only tell them about being pro-life, but also activate them into the movement.
That is so exciting. And share a story where you've really seen God work in someone's heart through, you know, after you've spoken to them about this, what you're doing.
One was when we were at a church and a woman came up to us and she told me that she was a physical therapist, but she didn't exactly know what to do with her abilities. And she also owned a horse farm that she used for parts of her physical therapy. And after hearing our team's presentation, she decided that a good way to do physical therapy would be with the women who were post-abortive and were struggling with that, and use the horses as a form of counseling to help them overcome abortion in their path.
Wow. So when you go to these different locations, what's your message?
We just tell them basically a story about either an abortion or just something that might trigger emotion in them, and then we challenge them to not just listen and decide that they're pro-life, but to get involved socially, politically, and practically. And with socially, we tell them that they can just tell people, as simple as talking to their children, to their friends, to their family, and making sure that everyone around them knows to be pro-life, and also sharing that truth with Christ's love.
So somebody... Go ahead.
And then we challenge them politically to write the representatives, vote pro-life, and then we challenge them practically to donate to pregnancy centers or volunteer.
So how long have you been on the road now?
Since July 23rd.
Wow, July 23rd. And how long are you planning to be on the road?
The date kind of changes depending on how often we have speaking engagements and how much running gets in. But our first half should finish in about March of next year. And then we'll go on from Kansas City to D.C. for our second half. And that should finish hopefully sometime in the summer of next year.
So you'll be running in the cold weather then?
Yeah, it's been snowing here in Utah and very, very cold. In Utah right now, at night, it can be between -2 and -4.
Burr.
You ought to come and run in Florida.
Yeah, you should come to
Florida.
Got
a lot of sun here.
Yeah. You know, I was really encouraged, Anna, to see how, you know, when you're giving this message of call to action, that children and men have been motivated. Share some of that with us.
One way that I really loved motivating children is I think it's so important when kids are little not just to educate them in certain things, but to also activate them and plug them in, because they can be so valuable even when they're little. So we just spoke at a school called the Learning Center in Colorado, and we just simply gave them an old quart jar, an old mason jar, and challenged them to bring in their coins and fill that quart jar with as many coins as they could. And I told them that once they filled that quart jar, the pastor there would take it to the pregnancy center and be able to help support mothers. Mm. And the kid just got so excited. Within 2 days, they'd already filled the quart jar halfway and been telling all their siblings about being pro-life.
Wow.
And then you encourage men as well. How are you doing that?
Well, one thing that's really sad is in the pro-life movement, men get told that they can't have a part and that it's nothing to do with them and it's all to do with a woman's body and woman's rights. But that's just another lie that Satan tells. Men have just as much right to the lives of children as women do, because they're people already from conception. So it's not an issue of the woman's body. It's the man's child as well. One time when I was speaking, a man came up to me after a church service and basically told me the same sentiment, that he couldn't do anything. And it was really exciting to challenge him that he could, that a lot of pregnancy centers need men to step up and be counselors for fathers. And they can actually counsel men who don't know what to do with their children on how to budget or how to be a good father or just different parenting tips or just all different facets of life that a father can mentor him into.
Well, Anna, you are an inspiration to a lot of
Absolutely.
The people listening to this program. And for those that are in your area or maybe in your path, or maybe you can even divert your path to their location, how can they reach you?
We have our website, which is projectif.life, or email, which is projectiflife@gmail.com. And if they contact us in those ways, we'd love to get them plugged in to different areas so that they can help in the pro-life movement.
So it's projectif.life.
Yes, sir.
Not .com or .org.
No, sir.
So projectif.life. Well, that's how you can reach Anna. And I would encourage you to reach Anna, and not only to maybe schedule Anna for a visit, but Anna, can they go to your website and make a contribution to you as well?
Yes, sir, underneath the support tab.
Well, there you go.
You know, it was exciting, Matt. She was just sharing to me earlier how people are even blessing her as she goes along the trip. Share, Anna, how you had a mechanic bless you.
Oh, that was so exciting. Yesterday, we were recommended to a really godly mechanic, and we needed a radiator flush and some different things before we go into Utah. And the mechanics told us about how he had a single daughter who had a kid out of wedlock. And he just talked about how much the pregnancy center had blessed his daughter throughout her times of trial. And afterwards, they had done $140 worth of work. And then they gave us a bill of $0 and then donated $100 to the project. And we're just so thankful for what we were doing. But what they didn't understand is that they were enabling us to keep doing it.
Well, our guest is Anna Hodesky. She is running across America for the Unborn, Standing for Life. You can learn more about her, schedule maybe a speaking engagement, or support her cause by going to projectif.life. project.life. That's projectif.life. Anna, thank you for joining us on Faith and Freedom, and thank you for inspiring us and all of those who are listening across America. You can go to lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.